Muncie.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston.
And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
Welcome to Rock Talk with the Rock Girl, Allison Hayes.
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone. This is Rock Talk with your host, Allison Hayes, the Rock Girl. Tonight, we'll also be joined by Shea Parker, as you know, from Metaphysical Minds, which you can tune into tomorrow from 6 to 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Just want to let everyone know, during the show, after the show, you can find Allison at her website, therockgirl.com. This is a live call-in show, and we will be taking readings a little bit later on down the line. So 248-545-7685. That's 248-545-SOUL. You can also send instant feedback at newskyradio.com. So right now, I'll introduce your host. It's Allison Hayes, the Rock Girl.
Why, thank you. Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Rock Talk with Rock Girl. We have a show that, I hope that we'll rock your world. We actually have a special guest, Shea Parker from Metaphysical Minds. You may be familiar with her show on Wednesday nights on CBS, I believe at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. She's also the owner and the founder of Best American Psychics and Best American Healers. Shea, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Very good. Very good. So tonight, let's just dive into this. Let's roll up our sleeves and dive into this. I want to talk to you. Well, actually, you know, I have to say it's very cool to kind of be on the other side of the fence because you're usually interviewing me. Mm-hmm. So I hope you're fastening your seatbelts because I'm not going to be easy on you. I'm going to be interviewing you. And again, if callers have any questions for Shea Parker, please feel free. You can actually, Brandon, what's the chat thing that people can chat in with? They can write in?
Yeah, so it's on the homepage, newskyradio.com, and it's instant feedback. And basically, all you do is you can just type in a message to yourself or Shay. You know, it could be a question, it could be great show, you know, whatever you want. And that'll come to me, and I just send it along to you guys in case someone's, you know, maybe a little shy or not by a telephone.
Okay, well, that's good. Yeah, I don't know anything about the chat thing. I'm actually a computer tard, so I depend on you for that. But so Shay, instead of me blathering on about you, why don't you tell us what we want to know?
Well, I suppose that depends on what you want to know. But let's see. Well, okay. Yes, I do. I am the founder of BestAmericanPsychics.com as well as BestAmericanHealers.com. And both of those are internet directories. They are young companies, but we are, you know, we're pretty exclusive in the fact that we, well, I'll start with psychics. Basically on Best American Psychics, if someone wants to be a member of the directory, which is, by the way, a limited directory, they have to undergo two separate test readings, by telephone. And one is a 30-minute reading with a staff member who we call tester. We have several different testers on staff, male, female, you know, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. I mean, pretty much from all over. We have different, you know, sects of people that are staff testers. And they're, you know, different age groups, different, obviously, income brackets. So we try to really kind of mix it up a bit for our testers. And, I mean, I'm sorry, for our psychics that are giving the readings. So basically what happens is if someone expresses an interest in being on BestAmericanPsychics.com, they would fill out a member application, which can be found on the site under Join Directory, and then we would begin the process of due diligence on them. Now, what that entails is we go to their website, we check it out, we check out their references and make sure that, you know, they are legitimate and having, you know, obviously positive. And then we also, we take it a step farther and we check with the Better Business Bureau and we check with, you know, just the local, whatever area they may be in, we check with the local, you know, businesses, the chambers of commerce, et cetera, there in order to make sure that the business or the psychic themselves is in good standing. And then we do ask that the psychic be able to provide a minimum of 10 references. And, you know, the references have to be able to, the psychics have to be able to give references that will allow us to call them and verify them. Because, I mean, as sad as it is, anybody can write anything down and say, oh, yeah, I have a reference from so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. But if we have no way of validating that, then, I mean, essentially we can't do our proper due diligence. So that's step one, is we first kind of give them a background check, you know, at least as well as we can, of course, without delving too much into their personal lives, because we have to respect that as well. But then we go ahead and we set up the two test readings, and as I mentioned before, they are done on the telephone. And the reason that we do this is, obviously, geographically, it's very difficult for us to be everywhere. I mean, we are Best American Psychics. We serve the entire nation. So essentially, we ask them to do the first reading, which is 30 minutes long, via telephone, because we are firm believers that the telephone is actually a better modality for testing than in-person readings. Because, you know, in person, somebody can body language, they can, you know, sort of tell, like, if someone is leaning in, leaning out, or nodding, or, you know, shaking their head, or sort of making a face, like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about, then that can give a visual clue to someone, and we don't want that to happen. We just simply want it to be a true cold reading or blind reading. So that is why we opt for the telephone reading. And as you well know, Allison, I mean, you had to undergo your own telephone reading. So we do require that one get done, and then we require a second test reading be done, and that one is done via telephone as well, but it's only for 15 minutes, and it is with a client. So once we finish that, we then make a determination collectively. So, you know, the client reports in after they get their reading, and they tell us how many hits or how many misses or how they related to the psychic, and, you know, sort of how they felt as a whole receiving the psychic reading, whether they felt comfortable, whether they felt like the psychic was kind of, you know, asking too many questions or prying, or, you know, just wasn't a good match for them or wasn't a connection, you know, with them. And we try to make sure that it it is a match. And if it is, then we go ahead and we recontact them, and we, you know, we pretty much offer them approval for the site.
Oh, okay. You know what? I think her phone is actually dying. Oh, my God. Okay. Wow. Brandon, are you there?
That I am.
Good Lord, what was that? Was that the clock tower in London
that
ringing?
That was the clock striking.
I guess you know, I guess Shay got cut off. Perhaps she'll find us again. Good Lord. Anyway, well, I think have you ever heard anything like that in your life?
It's interesting background noise for us there.
Yes, all right. Well, we have a break in 5 minutes, but what we'll do is you know what? We have a caller, so why don't we take the caller, and after, my God, that thing ringing in my head, it should really clear out the bats, don't you think? why don't we take the caller, and then when Shay comes back out from the ethers, if she wasn't attached to the end of that bell, perhaps we can find her again. What do you think? Is April with us?
Sounds great. Yeah, we've got April in Minnesota, and she had a question for you about a past relationship, so we'll bring her on the show. April, welcome to Rock Talk. You're on with Allison Hayes.
Thank you for taking my call, Allison.
You're welcome. Did you survive those bells?
Yeah, I didn't know what that was. It kind of sounded like a computer going off, or I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Well, now we're all cleared out. I don't know what the bells are, but perhaps we'll figure that out when we find Shay Parker. All right. April, you had a question about a past relationship. Hit me.
It's kind of, I don't know how to explain it. It's a past male interest that I had couple of years ago. He's constantly active in my mind, in my dreams, and I keep trying to tell myself, okay, just let it go, let him go, and every time I do, I see the name somewhere, I see the car somewhere, I keep wondering if we're going to cross paths again and be able to try it again, or is my intuition, I don't know what my intuition is really telling me. You know what I mean?
Yes. Okay. So basically, you had this, it's an actual past relationship in this lifetime, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Because I'm getting a bunch of things. So let's choose some stones. Do you know how this works? Have you gotten stoned with the rock girl before?
I haven't.
Okay. All right. So I see that Brandon has gotten some stones from you. The actual numbers correlate to the stones. So you've chosen 3, you've chosen 40, and you have chosen 9. Okay. A number between 1 and 4?
2.
2. And a number between 1 and 6?
5.
Okay. So how long ago has this relationship ended?
It wasn't really a dating relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 2 or 3 years ago. 2 years
okay.
ago.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, you know, you're still, it's interesting. It wasn't a dating relationship, but there was some type of emotional connection, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Really what I'm seeing here, we chose the stones, and it's really about bringing closure in this lifetime that actually spilled over from another lifetime. Do you understand what that means?
Yeah.
Like, do you connect with past lives?
I don't think I have, but I okay. do believe that it's there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I have good news for you. I mean, what I'm seeing here is that you're not going to reconcile or reconnect with this particular person in this lifetime. However, you are going to get closure on the situation, and that's why things kind of keep reappearing and coming to you in your dreams, because you need to find closure, because there is somebody else coming into your life, and it's looking to me quite possibly by this summer. Now, the timeline really kind of leans back into you, connects back to you. As soon as you connect and get closure with this relationship, I mean, it was really amazing. Because, again, it wasn't really a physical dating thing. It was more of an emotional connection. And so you need to make sense with that. Make peace is what they're telling me, to kind of clean up some old, tie up some loose ends is actually what they're showing, because it looks like someone really special and really solid is coming into your life this summer. They're showing me July. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense. Sure, I can't wait.
Okay. Well, you know what? Listen, don't go away, because we have to cut to commercial break. It'll just be a few minutes, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit how that can actually, you can do things to kind of help accelerate this process and open the doors to a fabulous summer. So can okay. you stay with us?
I can.
All right, April, don't go away. And Brandon, I'm ready when you are, when we're ready to go to commercial.
You got it. You've been listening to Rock Talk with Elson Hayes, the Rock Girl, and we will be right back.
New Sky Radio. NewSkyRadio.com and Psychic Radio, PsychicOnAir.com. Powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo is unlike any talk radio station. With a mission to improve the world, one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family. An open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com, or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show. Hollywood Baskets creates celebrity swag gift bags for premieres, charity events, award shows, celebrity silent auctions, and many other special events. Our clients include all of the major studios in Hollywood and New York, as well as the leading 5-star hotels worldwide. We secure the product for the bags and assemble and deliver them. We offer luxurious gift baskets, hand-delivered in the Los Angeles area, or shipping is available. We can create large quantities of gift bags in a moment's notice. Call us. Let Hollywood Baskets add the shine to your next special event. Contact us at 1-800-379-8219. Again, 1-800-379-8219. or www.hollywoodbaskets.com.
Oh, it's so funny to be seeing you after so long, girl. And with the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other stick of Valentines. 'Cause I don't know if you are loving somebody. I only know it isn't mine. I'm talking when I hear the silly things that you say. I think somebody better put out the big light, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way.
CBS Radio, The Sky, and NewSkyRadio.com are presented only for entertainment purposes, and advice should not be used in place of appropriate medical, financial, legal, or other professional counsel.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Ready for Rock Talk with the Rock Girl, Allison Hayes.
248-545-SOUL.
Welcome back to Rock Talk here at New Sky Radio with your host, Allison Hayes, the Rock Girl. Just want to remind you that her website is therockgirl.com. We're joined tonight by a very special guest. It's Shea Parker, host of Metaphysical Minds, which you can actually tune into tomorrow here at The Sky from 6 to 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And before we went to break, we were talking with April out in Minnesota, so we'll finish up with her. April, welcome back to Rock Talk, and you're on with Allison.
Hi, April. Okay, so we'll just kind of just dive into where we left off. So, yeah, I do see that you, a lot of the reasons, you know, it's amazing how spirit works. They'll bring things to your to the forefront for you to deal with when you're ready to deal with it. And so, you know, again, what I see, the fourth stone is a red jasper. It's all about, steady and solid relationships, has to do with the partnership. And that's coming up in the next 3 to 4 months for you. Okay, so what's happening, since that energy is switching and kind of bringing this toward you, because you've been asking for this, correct?
Sort of.
Yeah, what do you mean sort of? Let's dive into that.
I've had a lot going on. You know, I got divorced a year ago. I bought a house. I'm, still situating myself in my home. I'm getting my grooming up to speed and getting back into work soon. So I've kind of got a lot on my mind. Would like a steady relationship, but of course I'm not actively seeking it.
Well, that's when they usually appear. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's really interesting because you've been going through a lot of new changes, you know, like an ending with the divorce, starting a new house, all this stuff. And so this is just one more thing that's being cleared out. It's kind of clearing the way. And as you kind of realign with a new energy, they're getting rid of the old. And this is something that obviously was very important to you. And it kind of, the energy stuck with you. And now you're going to be able to kind of bring it forward and release it. And again, I do have a karmic stone in the lineup here, and that's all about kind of past life connection. So what they're showing me is that there's been a lot of relationships that you've had that have fulfilled you but not completely fulfilled you, correct?
Correct.
Exactly. And so by reconciling with this energy, you're going to let it go and you know, kind of release the old patterns and welcome in a new one. And again, the red jasper is about slow and steady, grounded vibrations, and that's what's coming in the form of a partner. I do see that happening in July. And there's also a soul connection stone here. So this person's going to be sticking around for a while, so you can actually take a deep breath and enjoy. So on how to release this old the relationship, and what they're showing me is it's in the form of residue around the heart chakra. What you would like to, you know, just try and discuss with yourself what you liked about the relationship and also recognize what you didn't and release that old energy and make room for new. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And you know, a lot of times I work with a lot of energy, and I like to thank the universe for bringing something that needs to be addressed to the forefront. But again, you're on the brink of really kind of clearing out many levels of your lifetime. And so I hope through explaining this that that's just the understanding alone will help answer some of your questions and allow the kind of flushing out process. Does that make sense to you?
It certainly does. It makes a lot of sense because that's, now that you say it, that's what I feel like I'm doing. I'm
yes.
cleaning up. I'm, you know, and I do think about my past. Okay, now I want something new, something different, the way it hasn't been before, kind of trying to let it go, but it's all not, I think I'm grabbing at it while I'm letting it go at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of times that happens because you need to make sense of it. And once you kind of understand it, you can let it go. But the universe and spirit are also telling you, hey, there's somebody else new coming in who's going to meet your needs and then some. And a lot of times that's really good news, and sometimes it gives us that extra little push to let us know, because sometimes we hold on to things because we don't think we're going to get anything better. You see?
Right.
And so, but you have to release this in order to let the new come in. It's like taking a glass with kind of yucky stuff on the bottom and dumping it out and cleaning it out to allow for new stuff to come in. Otherwise, if you mix it kind of pollutes it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I hope it helps.
How will I be meeting this person?
You know what? Did you say you were starting a new job?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to be meeting them. I wouldn't say, you know, they're not telling me exactly how. When are you starting the new job?
I'm hoping by this spring.
Okay, yeah, you're going to be meeting them through the new job, but he won't be working at the new job, but it will be something that you, during your daily routines, your daily routine is going to change, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to be something you're doing. And it could be as mundane and as going to the grocery store or the cleaners, but you're going to be bumping into this person several times, and you're going to realize, oh, okay, pay attention, because this person, do you go to a coffee shop or Starbucks?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, you might want to think about it, because they're actually showing me that you're having coffee. So I don't know if you're doing any kind of online dating or going out with friends to a coffee shop, but they are showing me that you're going to be meeting them kind of for conversation, a coffee first.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. What I'd like you to do is kind of go forth with an open mind and allow this to happen, but recognize the signs. Do you see?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The universe speaks in whispers a lot of times at the very beginning. So the sooner you begin to hear that voice, the sooner you'll be guided in that way.
Okay.
All right. So I hope that helps.
It does help a lot.
All right. Well, feel free to call in anytime and enjoy your journey.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, April. Okay. I think we have found Shay Parker. Are you there?
I am. I am. Oh, sorry about that. That was a quite unfortunate. Believe it or not, I have like the loudest doorbell in the entire world, and it's ridiculous. And someone someone actually came to the door, and it went like nuts. So I apologize for that big loud bell tower. But anyway, you know, it's live radio; these things happen.
Yeah. All right. But, well, now that we have literally cleared the air, we were talking about Best American Psychics and the process that you have to go through. And I'm assuming you go through a similar process with Best American Healers. Is that so?
Yeah. With healers, we do the same thing. We, you know, we check to see. Well, with healers, it's a little bit different because a lot of people on healers, there's so many different modalities. You know, you've got anything from chiropractic to massage to energy healing to Reiki to, you know, sound therapy to animal healing. So we do check for certifications and training in the healing modalities, i.e. if you're a Reiki master, we want to see your Reiki master certification, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So we do, you know, we do try to cover all of our bases and kind of, you know, cross our T's and dot our I's as far as doing our proper due diligence on the people that are on both directories. And, you know, they are limited directories, meaning we have a cap on the amount of healers and psychics that we will allow under each state as well as on the directory as a whole, because we don't want it to be, I mean, you've all seen these directories where there's this just endless, like, sea of names, you know, and if you're number 623 on the list, I mean, basically nobody is ever going to call you and ever going to send you any business. So we do keep it limited, and it is an exclusive directory by invitation only.
Well, wait. What does invitation only mean? Like, basically, you know, you have to find people, or if there's people listening out there who are aspiring healers, can they call? Like, what does that mean, invitation only?
Well, they have to, you know, they have to basically pass the tests, and then we invite them to membership. We don't just say, oh, here's the PayPal button, just go through and do this and, you know, sign up for your $75 for the year, because it is a paid site. It's $75 for the entire year to be on either directory, and that money goes right back into promotion, basically for the sites, you know, Google, Facebook, you know, various different modalities, all kinds of social networking. We're across 25 different social networks. We own our own social networks. We have radio commercials running on CBS Radio. We have radio commercials running on Blog Talk Radio. We're actually talking to two other radio stations right now about radio. We're in print ads. We're in magazine ads. We're in internet ads. So, you know, the money does go back into promotion of the psychics and the healers. And we try to keep our costs very, very nominal. You know, I mean, $75 for the whole year to be advertised somewhere is, I think, pretty, you know, reasonable. And, you know, these folks that are on the sites are, they're very well known. And, you know, if you make it on either site, then you're really sitting next to some you know, pretty powerful names within within the industry right now, the metaphysical industry.
So you don't have to be somebody famous or important to be on this directory.
No, not at all. Well, I mean, you know, everybody's important, but no, you don't have to be like, oh, a bestseller or other. I mean, you know, but you do have to. If it's for psychics, then you have to pass your two test readings. And if it's for healers, then, you know, you have to have the qualifications and the training, and the references that we're looking for. So, yeah.
Okay. So if we're going to have to cut to commercial break in like 1 minute, but if there's any people out there who are interested in signing up for Best American Psychic, well, shall I say applying? Okay. That's a better word. Applying for Best American Psychics or Best American Healers, they should contact you. I'll give out your websites again. And then the process is they contact you or whoever answers the emails, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. And then you get in touch with them about, you know, going through the paces and taking the tests. And I know that I tried out for both several years ago, and I know that the testing progress, the process is rigorous. And, of course, me with the rocks, I'm met with skepticism everywhere. And I guess at the end of the day, it made me just work all that harder. But they, you know, they have to pass two tests for the psychics, and then their credentials actually have to be real. Now, I heard through the grapevine a while ago that somebody was signing up for healers, and when you went to check their credentials, they actually kind of went poof, and they weren't real. Is that rumor true?
Yeah, yes, unfortunately. They were completely fraudulent. This particular individual said that they were teaching the Jose Silva method, and so we did our due diligence, and we went back through the Jose Silva, we checked the graduates, because you can't teach the Jose Silva healing method unless you are a graduate, you know, and they were not. They'd never even heard of them before. So, basically this person just grabbed like a Jose Silva book or whatever and thought that she could teach it. And that's not, you know, that's not the way it goes.
Okay. So you actually contacted the Jose Silva place themselves.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So for anybody out there who's thinking of kind of creating their own, I guess that's not a good idea. I do know that you have checked mine, so I can attest for that, but I can only attest for my own experience. Now, if they want to sign up or contact you as far as, if you're a healer or you're a psychic, what are your websites?
Well, they're bestamericanhealers.com and bestamericanpsychics.com.
Okay. Now, let's see. Okay, we have to go to break.
Yep.
All right. Take it away, Brandon. We're going to break.
All right. You've been listening to Rock Talk with your host, Allison Hayes, and our guest tonight, Shea Parker, and we'll be right back.
Join Kimmy Rose on Interviews Thursday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. Together as a community, we will embrace the challenges in life and find a way to experience heaven on earth. Spiritual teachers and Kimmy will bring you insight on how to change your life and embrace purpose. Interviews this Thursday night starting at 9. It's all about what's within you.
Lundquist. I want to help you to embrace the life you've always envisioned. Listen to us on the I'm Thankful Network, Monday through Friday. Listeners from all the backgrounds come together as we identify the truly important aspects of life. The I'm Thankful Network is like comfort food for the soul. In short, we want you to be positively positive about where you are headed. Join us every weekday for the I'm Thankful Network. Fun, educational, and empowering. Tune in to find yourself all over again.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Ready for Rock Talk with the Rock Girl, Allison Hayes.
248-545-SOUL. New Horizons, no boundaries.
Welcome back to Rock Talk with your host, Allison Hayes, the Rock Girl. We're also joined tonight by special guest, Shay Parker, who I urge you guys to check out tomorrow, Metaphysical Minds, 6 to 7 p.m. here at The Sky, and that's Eastern Standard Time. You can find her at metaphysicalminds.com. Our host, check her out after the show, during the show, Allison Hayes at therockgirl.com. So we're going to go back to the phone lines, and we're going to talk with Chris. He's out in California. He's kind of looking for love, so we will bring him onto the show. Chris, welcome to Rock Talk. You're on with Allison Hayes.
Hello.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for calling. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great.
Good, good. I see you picked some numbers already. I have half your stones here. Can you choose a number between 1 and 4?
3.
Okay, a number between 1 and 6.
2.
Okay, you know, today is a really good day for these love and relationship readings. I'm getting a lot of good, positive feedback. Normally, sometimes I have to deliver news that's not so good, and it's kind of a bummer. But you're looking for love, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I do see that you're still going through a bit of a healing process. Is that correct as well?
Yes.
Okay. Well, have good news that I have five stones. The center stone is the overall tone of the reading, and it's a heart healing. And so actually you're going through the last phases of that. I do see you making a soul connection. And again, it's funny that the last woman who was on, she's actually going to be meeting one too. I think, you know, the year of 2011 is a coming back together. I don't know if anyone can relate to this out there, but the 08 and 09 were a real kind of shaking up of late relationships in general, even with companies. And you know, 2010 was kind of dealing with the fallout and the rubble. And I'm happy to say that 2011 is really about things, you know, people finding the new soul partners. And if you look at 11, you know, as in 2011, they're actually almost twins. They're a one and a one. So I think that we're on to something this year. So that's exciting. And what's interesting is a lot of people had to go through these breakups in order to really reconnect to who they are and who they're becoming. And there shows that there was a huge kind of shedding of old baggage with you as well. I know the last woman who called in, she's going through that process now. But you know, I this sounds a little crazy, but I'm talking 3 to 4 weeks. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, because you have this stone. It's called the Merlin Candle Quartz, and it's smoky quartz, which means that something's coming very soon. It's very grounding, and again, it's healing. So the next person that you connect with is actually going to be a very a healing experience for you, and you're really going to click, and I do see a lasting partnership with that. You have the rhodonite, and it's the stone of a partnership, of a marriage, of a long-term relationship. So now there's been kind of a dry spell. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So you're looking for love. This person is actually looking for you too. And you will soon find each other. Are you going on a trip or an adventure or a long bike ride, or do you do things for charities? What is this that you often do?
I can't think of anything we should talk about.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I can't think of what it would be.
Okay, well, this is really good. This is why we're having this reading. Kind of I'm looking at end of March, beginning of April. There's going to be some the word charity keeps coming through. Take a look at some charity events that you may be invited to or invited to get involved with and that sometimes normally you would be too busy for or you wouldn't have time for, and get involved in that, because in giving back, you're going to be receiving. Does that make sense? They're showing me two hands, and that's how you're going to make this love connection. Do you have more specific questions that you want me to take a look at? Because the first stone is smoky quartz, which means that it's really kind of in your physical realm already. And we have the orange calcite, which is sacral, and it's all about kind of excitement, newness, adventure, and chakra, and the sacral chakra.
Okay, is there a name I should be looking for?
No, absolutely not. What we want to do is we want to get you more sensitive to sensing the energies, okay? It's important for some reason. Do you have a charity that you have hold close to your heart? The word charity keeps coming in, and this person's actually going to come in through going to one of those or becoming involved and align with you, and you're going to be working together on something. It is on a volunteer basis. I'm not saying kind of dive into it full time, but let's talk about this important thing to you. Do you have a charity that comes to mind?
Nothing I can think of.
Okay. Well, this is a really good opportunity to get the ball rolling. And again, I see you volunteering and helping out with a charity. Do you do graphic work or something? What do you do?
I'm unemployed.
Oh, okay. Well, this is even better. All right.
I was a student. I took some time off.
Okay. Do you do stuff with graphics or computers or kind of putting any type of artwork together? Is that a hobby of yours?
No.
Okay. Now, see where this is all about new beginnings? This is going to kind of force you to kind of come out of your shell. And again, the sacral chakra is all about creativity. And you've kind of been in a slump. And what the stones are telling me here is a lot of it's kind of like residual from this last relationship you've been coming out of. Does that make sense to you?
You said out of the other relationship I was in?
I said there's a energy slump, almost a slowing of energy, almost a stagnation. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay, so now, and it's no coincidence that the end of March, the beginning of April, I don't know if they have spring out there in California, but the Earth is starting to wake up again, and so will you. And you have to kind of come out of your cocoon and start venturing forth. And so it's interesting, you said, is there a name that you should be looking for? And I said, no, it's more about the energy. And so what I want you to do, instead of looking for a name, get involved in a charity where you can actually, I see you kind of creating banners or help preparing for a kind of an event. It doesn't have to be a big one. And through that, you are going to meet this person who is also kind of aligning themselves with this charity. And so,
okay, will we go to school together? College together?
Will you go to college together?
Yes.
You know what? I'm not.
Or
I'm
university?
Not getting. I'm sorry. What did you say?
Or a university?
Well, I'm not. You know, I have to tell you what I get and what I don't get. I'm not getting anything about a school or university, but I'm getting working on this project together. So it could very well be that this charity is kind of running through the school, but that's not the predominant message here. Take a look, instead of looking for the name, look for this charity, and something's going to connect to your heart, and it's actually going to have a very healing effect, kind of healing kind of a wound that happened almost 10 years ago, something you may have, I was on the Chinhee Soonhee Park Art of Healing tonight, and they were talking to Miss Arizona, Danielle, and she is actually doing a charity that's connected with literacy, because she said that really made a mark on her, left a mark on her when she was younger. And so there's something that you need to connect to as a child and work on that charity with. And through that charity, I do promise you, you will meet this person. So look for the charity first, and then the energy will be coming in. It's going to start happening somewhere around the end of March and beginning of April. And you will know this person when you see them. So, it could be very well through school, but start with looking in school and how you can volunteer to help. It's a volunteer, it's a charity, and then if you don't find it there, kind of branch out into the community. But this person will be of or about the same age as you, and there'll be so many similarities through what you have been through in life, and a wonderful healing experience. And this person you're going to be with for a very long time. So enjoy.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, folks, we're going to break, and we're going to come back after break, and we are going to pick Shea Parker's brain more about Best American Psychics and Best American Healers. In the meantime, check out our websites, bestamericanpsychics.com, bestamericanhealers.com, and we'll be right back.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. All day long, we're devoted to your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. With your direct connect to the stars, Lisa J. Smith, The Dr. Pat Show, Liz Souza, Barbara Mackey, Glynis McCants, The Wake Up Call with L. Newman and Tom Force. Let us know how we're doing. 248-545-7685. Log on. NewSkyRadio.com. 24 hours a day. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. Awaken the extraordinary. Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. New horizons, no boundaries.
Hollywood Baskets creates celebrity swag gift bags for premieres, charity events, award shows, celebrity silent auctions, and many other special events. Our clients include all of the major studios in Hollywood and New York, as well as the leading five-star hotels worldwide. We secure the product for the bags and assemble and deliver them. We offer luxurious gift baskets, hand-delivered in the Los Angeles area, or shipping is available. We can create large quantities of gift bags in a moment's notice. Call us. Let Hollywood Baskets add the shine to your next special event. Contact us at 1-800-379-8219. Again, 1-800-379-8219. Or www.hollywoodbaskets.com.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world as one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on, the peace train. It's peace train, holy roller.
Everyone jump on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on. Go bring your good friends too, 'cause it's getting nearer, it soon will be with you. Come and join the living, it's not so far from you. And it's getting nearer, soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Light up the peace train.
Now I've been crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Come on, the peace train. Is peace train holy rolling?
Everyone jump upon the peace train.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Ready for Rock Talk with the Rock Girl, Allison Hayes.
248-545-SOUL.
Welcome back to Rock Talk with your host, Allison Hayes. This is our final segment of the night. We certainly want to thank everyone who called in, or if you sent instant feedback as well. We've been joined tonight by our guest, Shay Parker of Metaphysical Minds, which you can catch tomorrow here at New Sky Radio from 6 to 7 Eastern Standard Time. You can find her at metaphysicalminds.com. And don't forget to find Allison at therockgirl.com. So we'll send things back over to Allison and Shay.
Okay. All right, Shay, I have like 5 minutes to kind of grill you more. So, all right. So what you were telling us about, you know, what you have to do to be on the site, and basically anybody interested can email you, and then you test them, and then if they pass, then you that's what the invitation only means. So I get that part. Now, what exactly do you test the psychics for? I'm assuming it's accuracy, but I do believe there's...
Well, yeah, definitely accuracy, but we're also looking for professionalism. And by professionalism, we mean how do they handle a psychic reading? For instance, we're looking for someone to be on the phone and treat it as a professional business, not... You know, be there and have a million distractions going on, having children screaming in the background, or, you know, dogs barking, or, you know, a bunch of noise and,
bells ringing on the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Show.
Bells ringing on the radio show. No, but I mean, you get my point. Like, in other words, if somebody is paying for this time with a psychic and they, you know, as you well know, I mean, oftentimes within a psychic reading, you're not necessarily talking about things that are always pleasant or always happy. And, lots of times you're dealing with divorce or death or, you know, some type of abuse or something like that. And, I mean, if someone is on the other line and they're paying good money to get this psychic reading and they've got somebody who's like, oh, hold on a minute, someone's at the door, hold on a minute, I've got to go do such and such, or their toilet's flushing or the water's running, you know, you don't feel very safe in that environment. So,
there are actually psychics out there that flush the toilet.
I was just going to say, believe it or not, you wouldn't believe the things that some of these people do when they're getting their test readings. I mean, it's actually, like, I should write a book, really, but, there's not enough time to get into all that. But, yeah, so we do. We're looking for professionalism. We're also looking for ease of comfort, like, with the client themselves, because if you're on the phone with somebody who is short and curt with you and, you know, snappy and, you know, doesn't make you feel welcome or, you know, in a safe environment, then obviously we don't want to promote them. And believe it or not, we have had many like that as well, that, you know, they may be a well-known psychic, but they're extremely rude and extremely condescending on the phone, and, you know, we're not going to approve that. So, interestingly enough, we have turned away a lot of psychics that have true psychic ability, but we don't find that they are, you know, ethical in our mind or professional enough. And ethics is another one we're looking for. And of course we try to weed them out as best as possible with the, due diligence, but it is sometimes difficult. But if people are out there and they're, saying just ridiculous things to people like, oh, you know, you have such and such put a spell on you and I have to take this off of you and it's going to cost you $2,000 to do so. You know, we don't consider that to be ethical behavior at all.
I heard another rumor a couple of years ago. You had someone who tested and passed, and then after they were on for about a good 6 months and got real comfy, they started this send me X amount of dollars to remove blah, blah, blah.
And, you know, she was a tremendous psychic. She was really a good psychic, probably one of the best. However, she crossed the line. And, you know, she told somebody that she was going to charge them $2,000 per chakra to clear their chakras. Well, you know, you take into account the seven just, you know, well-known chakras in the system, and, you know, you're already up to $14,000. And, you know, that is not acceptable behavior to us. And
yeah, so I guess she got the boot, right?
Yeah. We got rid of her. We sent her a cease and desist, and, you know, we took her off the site. But
well, listen, speaking of the boot, we're getting the boot because it's getting of the this. So anyway, let's just wrap this up real fast. I'd love to have you back on again if anybody had questions. But really, it's a psychic directory that lists reputable psychics and healers, but also you want to invite you know, listeners and callers and future clients to visit your site, because you can find these legitimate people here. And I know that each psychic ends up, you also do their own profile, so they can easily scroll through your site real fast without having to click on everybody's personal website to find out a little about them. So mm-hmm. you have created a very user-friendly directory. So I know some directories, they just list the name, nothing about them, and then you have to click onto their website and go through, you know, a whole other thing to get to them. So I wanted to let people know you also have call buttons on there as well for the psychic, the psychics as well. So they can surf to your website and click on, you know, get an immediate psychic reading, and then the people who are available, they have these little green lights and you can call them. Is that correct?
That is correct. Absolutely. So, and we're revamping the site right now, so there will be changes coming soon. We're actually going to put the call buttons on the first page so that everybody can find them readily. So.
Cool. All right. Well, I think we're going to have to wrap it up. I want to invite people to tune in tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I think, if I do the math correctly, that's 7 p.m. Pacific Time. The Voice of Empowerment, I'm on there with my co-host, Mystic Mandy, and we have a really interesting intuitive and healer, David Rosenhaus. If you want to learn more about him, you can go to my Facebook page, Allison Hayes, The Rock Girl. Check out David's profile. If you don't feel like doing that, just tune in to CBS again tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Till then, I'm going to say goodnight. I want to say thank you to Shay. Thank you to Brandon. And we'll see you again soon.